last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. I am with Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, dear listeners, as we know, to know about Imam of our time, it's really important to know about the Imam himself, and it's also important to know about his friends and foes. And some of his friends and foes have been discussed in the signs. Yes, we had been talking about the signs of reappearance, and right now we had been talking about a person named Sufyani who will rise before the reappearance of Imam. We had been talking about the war of Kyrgyzstan in our previous episode. We said that Sufyani, who is one of the certain signs of reappearance, is on his way from Syria to Iraq. And in between, there's going to be a horrible war among the oppressive groups. And a lot of people are going to be killed, which is known as the war of Kyrgyzstan. Do we have some more information about the war?
Let me just base my discussion on some of the narrations that we have received from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. For example, in another narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Yadharu Sufyani ala Sham, Sufyani will conquer Sham. Then there would be a fight between them in a place known as Kyrgyzstan. In this war, the number of the people who are killed is so high that the birds and the beasts of the earth would come and eat from the dead bodies, and all of them would get filled. And in yet another narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, the army of Sufyani will pass by Kyrgyzstan. There would be a war in Kyrgyzstan. 100,000 people are going to be killed in this war from the oppressive people, referring to the fact that both sides of this war are among the oppressive people, and no believer, of course, is involved and is killed. This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, chapter 14, page 288, hadith number 77. So there are a couple of points that we can get from all the narrations about the war of Kyrgyzstan. One point is that the number of the narrations about this war is telling us that this is one of the events that for sure will take place. So Sufyani, after stabilizing himself in Syria, after ruling over these places.
So this is one of the events that's surely going to take place.
Exactly.
The war of Kyrgyzstan. Yeah. Wherein thousands of people are going to get killed, almost, you said, 1,100. All right, so we are talking about a war which is certainly going to take place, and thousands of people are going to get killed in this war.
So, as I mentioned, the conclusions from all these narrations is that, first of all, it will happen. Second of all, one of the sides is Sufyani. And the third is that both sides are what we call it Ahlul Batil, with the falsehood. Both sides are among Jabbarin, the oppressive people, and the Shias are not involved. And the fourth point is that so many people are going to be killed in this war. And finally, the army of Sufyani, although they will have also heavy casualties, but they will finally win the war. They will defeat their enemies in this war. The narrations do not refer to, the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt about the reason of this war and who is the other side. But it might be that we know that Sufyani, when he's going to attack Kufa or Iraq, he's going to conquer all the lands and regions between Syria and Kufa or Iraq, includes a number of regions and places. So it might be that, some of the countries, some of the regions, rulers in these places, they will resist against Sufyani. And that is why we will have the war of Kyrgyzstan between Sufyani and those people which, of course, are not with truth.
Right, yes. All right. We'll discuss more on the topic after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Karimi, and we are talking about the certain signs of reappearance. One of them is a person named Sufiani, his uprising, and now we're talking about the course of his events. And one of the course of his events is the War of Circassia, which is a horrible war, and a lot of people are going to be killed in this war. Yes, Dr. Karimi.
I think I almost refer to all the points about this war. Just to show how horrible this war is, let me just share one last narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. In this narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that سَيَكُونُ بِهَا وَقْعَةٌ, in this place, in Circassia, there would be an event, a war, لَمْ يَكُنْ مِثْلُهَا مُنْذُ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the like of which has not happened from the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَلَا يَكُونُ مِثْلُهَا مَا دَمَتُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, and the like of it will not happen in the future. And then the Imam says that, like the other similar narrations, it would be a kind of table of food for the birds and for the beasts. A caller will call out that hasten toward eating the from the flesh of the oppressive people. So this is, as you mentioned, a horrible war. But alhamdulillah, the Shias, the believers, are not involved at all. Only
sides
two
are
groups
the falsehood.
Of oppressive people will fight each other, and many people are going to be killed. But finally, Sufiani will win the war, will defeat the other side, and then he begins
his journey
towards
Iraq.
So in the next stage, Sufiani will go toward Iraq. There are two groups of the narrations about what Sufiani is going to do after his victory in the
War of
Circassia. According to some narrations, he will attack Iraq. And according to some other narrations, he will send two armies to Iraq and Medina.
All right.
So for example, in one narration, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family is quoted as saying, خَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمُ السُّفْيَانِ مِنَ الْوَادِ الْيَابِسِ. Sufiani will begin his uprising from Al-Wadi al-Yabis, which we said that is one of the regions in Syria. فَيَبْعَثُ جَيْشَيْنِ, جَيْشَنْ إِلَى الْمَشْرِقِ وَجَيْشَنْ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. He will send two armies, one toward the east, that is Iraq, and one toward Medina. So according to this narration, he will send two armies. But in another narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, in an authentic narration, after referring to the war of Circassia, he says, وَيَبْحَثَ سُفْيَانِ جَيْشًا إِلَى الْكُوفَةِ. After that, Sufiani will send an army toward Kufa. This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 288, hadith number 67.
There are certain narrations which are talking about after this war of Circassia, where Sufiani is heading to. We'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us. Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm Zainab with Dr. Karimi. This is Last Savior, and we're talking about Sufiani, who is one of the certain signs of reappearance. After the win in the War of Circassia, which was a horrible and deadly war, you said Sufiani is heading towards Iraq, and he's sending his army to different cities, and he has a huge number of army with him.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, some narrations refer to Sufyan sending armies to Iraq and Medina, and some narrations refer to the fact that, first of all, he will attack Iraq. So, putting together all these two groups of the narrations, the conclusion is that the first group of the narrations is not referring to a kind of chronology, like they will be sent at the same time. Because of the second group of the narration, we can conclude that, first of all, Sufyani will attack Iraq, and after that, he will send an army toward the city of Medina.
Okay.
But for sure, first of all, he will attack Iraq. In some narrations, the city of Kufa is mentioned, because we know that in the history of Islam, Kufa has always been one of the centers for the Shia. But it seems that because of other narrations, it's not only limited to the city of Kufa. I mean, as I mentioned, one of the main purposes of Sufyani is just to kill and massacre the Shia, and that is why he will fight
Kufa.
To different cities of Iraq, and it's not limited only to Kufa. There are many narrations in this regard about the Sufyani's attack toward, to the cities of Iraq. Those who are interested in knowing more narrations, they can refer to Mu'jam Ahadith al-Imam al-Mahdi, Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajuh al-Sharif, Volume 3, pages 78, for example, 85, 89, 113, and many other pages of the same volume. In one authentic narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ لَهُ هِمَّةٌ إِلَّا الْإِقْبَالِ نَحْوَ الْإِرَاقِ. Then Sufyani has no other aim except to go toward Iraq. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 288, hadith number 67. So there is no doubt about the fact that Sufyani will attack the country of Iraq.
Okay.
The next point is that, unfortunately, and I mean, a great number of the people are going to be killed by Sufyani in this war. I mean, I'm talking about the people of Iraq.
Okay.
In an authentic narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, يبحث Sufyani جيشاً إلى الكوفة وعدتهم 70,000. Sufyani will send an army toward Kufa, and his army consists of 70,000 people. Then فيصيبون من أهل الكوفة قتلاً وصلباً وسبياً. They will kill a number of the people from Kufa, they will somehow crucify or hang others, and they will capture others. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 288, hadith number 67. Now, what is the duty of the Shia? As I mentioned, of course, when you're attacked by an enemy, you may not have enough time to think, to ponder, to flee. So that is why a number of people are going to be captured or killed. But what is the duty of the Shia who have time? Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, and I think I referred to this point in the previous session. First of all, the other point that we can get from the narration is that in this attack of Sufyani to Iraq, women are immune.
Are on the safe side.
Yeah, you are
good
on the safe side.
Yeah, all right.
The women in Iraq. In an authentic narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that يَتَغَيَّبُ الرِّجَالَ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ Those men of you who live in Iraq, you need to try to hide yourself, because فَإِنَّ حَنَقَهُ وَشَرَهُ إِنَّمَا هِيَ عَلَى شِيَعَتِنَا The anger and hatred of Sufyani are against the Shia, so those men should hide themselves. وَأَمَّا النِّسَى فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ بَعْثُ As for the women, there is no harm to be inflicted.
They are on the safe side.
They are on the safe side. But what about the people? What about the men? What is their duty? As I mentioned before, and I will explain more in the following session, that Imam asks them to just go to the city of Mecca so that they can join the army of Imam
So
Mahdi,
that they also can be on the safe side
exactly.
And be among the army of Imam Zama. Ajallah ta'ala farajam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for giving us the entire information, because knowing about the foes can keep you on safe side from
exactly.
an early time, and it's very important to know about all the things that we can act upon as a measure of prevention. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.